Back in May, three Liberian musicians thought people were not taking the Ebola outbreak seriously enough. People thought it was a government trick to get aid money. The musicians wanted to get people's attention.
Ebola, Ebola, don't touch a friend, don't touch it, don't eat it, something dangerous.
It worked. Just a few days after they recorded it, Ebola in Town was a hit all over Monrovia. Musician Samuel Shadow Morgan says they did not want to do the typical awareness song, slow, mellow, and serious. They wanted something people could dance to.
Since everybody wanted to dance these days, they would first dance to the beat, and the next thing is they would learn the chorus. From the chorus, you start going through the verses and getting the message of what the song is actually about.
The last verse, for example, is about how you can get the disease from eating monkeys and other bushmeat.
If you like a monkey, don't eat that meat. If you like a baboon, I said don't eat that meat. If you like a bottle, don't eat that meat. Ebola ain't that.
It's very catchy. Can't get it out of my head now.
Jennifer Chu works on social marketing for public health campaigns at Ogilvy Public Relations in Washington. The song is simple, direct, and authentic, she says, and it's rare to find one that's both informative and popular.
Somehow, magically, it's a really catchy song that has a good public health message.
Susan Krenn directs the Center for Communication Programs at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Baltimore. She says music can be a powerful tool for delivering a health message.
Because you're out there with something that's already catching people's attention because it's entertainment, half your battle is done.
Krenn says the emotional response to a catchy tune helps make delivering the facts easier. She and the center have been doing this kind of work for more than 20 years. Back in the late 1980s, they teamed up with Nigerian singers Onyeka Onwenu and King Sunny Ade for a song about family planning called Wait For Me.
Onyeka actually wrote the lyrics. We briefed them, you know, on what we were looking for in terms of content, what we were trying to achieve with the program. And, you know, they did the music videos and we put them out there and, you know, they were big hits.
The song was not only popular, it also helped make family planning a topic of conversation with the Nigerian public. But, she adds, it was not just the song that did it.
One song alone isn't necessarily going to make the difference. I would say that the best way to use a song is as part of a broader package.
The package in Nigeria included radio and TV programs, newspaper and magazine articles, and more. The U.S. Agency for International Development funded it. Krenn's research showed the more of the campaign people saw, the more likely they were to use some kind of family planning. People who saw the most of the campaign were nearly twice as likely to use contraception as people who saw the least, for example. In Liberia, Ebola in Town is not the only song about the disease you'll hear. The Liberian Ministry of Health put out this number.
Wash your hands with soap and water. Always cook your food very well. Go to the health facility anytime you have headache. Fever, diarrhea, rash, red eyes, and vomiting.
There's a lot more information in it, but Jennifer Chu says compared with Ebola in Town, it might not really resonate with people.
One comes off as just, I'm practically taking a fact sheet and setting it to music, whereas the other one is, these are the messages that people themselves are hearing and saying to each other, and it comes off as more real.
Not that fact sheets are bad, she says.
I think it's what people remember. So how you get the information out there can be a catchy song. It can be, you know, a TV PSA. It can be a fact sheet. But different sort of delivery methods work for different people. It has to be what people will accept, believe, and be willing to act on.
Some health communications experts have said Ebola in Town's message is a bit too restrictive. The musicians say they're happy to revise it. But after a meeting with the Liberian Health Ministry, they say, no one has called them back. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
Have gone. Have gone. don't eat that meat. If you let it baboon, I said don't eat that meat. If you let it baboon, don't eat that meat. Ebola ain't that.